Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 3rd, Saturday, day 300. Today's topic, you need suffering in order to obey. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. We use subject-shifting devotion method. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 97 to 104. Ezekiel chapter 7 verse 1 to chapter 9 verse 11. Hebrews chapter 5 verses 1 to 14. Proverbs 26 verse 28. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. By listening, the topic I received from Jesus is you need suffering in order to obey. Are you willing to believe that our faith and obedience come from numerous training, challenges, hardships, and sufferings? Through those sufferings, we have an opportunity to experience what today's Hebrews 5 verse 8 says. Son through he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Through those sufferings, we can experience what today's Psalm 119, verses 97 to 104 says. To conclude all those verses, I have a few words. Love God's word, listen to His voice, become wiser, away from evil path, God with you. Alive, full of sweetness. Through those sufferings, we won't be like what today's Ezekiel chapter 7 verses 1 to 3 says. The end. The end. The end. You are finished. Through those sufferings, we can understand what today's Ezekiel chapter 7, 4b and 9b says. You will know that it is I, the Lord, who strikes you. It is God who allows those sufferings to happen so that you are able to know your sin. Willing to confess your sin, repent and return to our Father's love, home and kingdom. Through those sufferings, we can understand what today's Ezekiel chapter 9 verses 1 to 6 says. Put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it. Do not touch anyone who has the mark. Actually, I think of Ash Wednesday. Yeah, Ash Wednesday, when we put the ash on our forehead, actually it is the similar kind of meaning that we must lead a life of full of repentance and grieving for the culture, the society, the city. Yeah. In order that those angels won't destroy us at the end time. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to have a positive attitude to our sufferings in order that we learn to obey you through our sufferings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of attitude do you have usually when suffering comes? Number two, have you learned to be more obedient after your own sufferings? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.